What if our obsession with money is actually limiting human potential rather than expanding it? This question lies at the heart of Yancey Strickler's revolutionary vision. As co-founder of Kickstarter, he witnessed firsthand how challenging conventional financial wisdom could create remarkable possibilities. His platform has channeled billions of dollars to creative projects that traditional investors would have dismissed as unprofitable. This success story isn't just about a company. It's about reimagining what's possible when we expand our definition of value beyond monetary returns. At a time when growing inequality and environmental challenges force us to question whether financial maximization has become destructive rather than constructive, Strickler offers a compelling alternative path forward. We're surrounded by hidden defaults guiding our behavior without awareness. Consider organ donation. Austria, 99.98%, and Germany, 12%, differ dramatically, not from culture, but because Austria defaults to opt-in, while Germany defaults to opt-out. We typically follow the path of least resistance. The most powerful hidden default today is financial maximization, the belief that the rational choice always maximizes money. This magnetic north pulls our decisions and defines progress. It explains America's bankruptcy-inducing healthcare, pharmaceutical price hikes, and corporations prioritizing stock buybacks over wages. This concept began with Adam Smith in 1776, who argued society functions best when people act in self-interest. But Smith never advocated today's extreme profit-maximizing behaviors. The darker interpretation emerged through 1950s game theory, particularly the prisoner's dilemma, showing betrayal as rational despite cooperation producing better outcomes. When researchers simply renamed the same game from Wall Street game to community game, cooperation rates nearly doubled, revealing how framing shapes our perception of rationality. Have you noticed how increasingly homogenized our culture feels? In 2017, Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road topped Billboard's Hot Country Songs for 34 consecutive weeks, longer than any song by Elvis, The Beatles, or Madonna. This wasn't a fluke, but the result of financial maximization driving everything toward uniformity. After the 1996 removal of ownership limits, radio succumbed to corporate consolidation, with just two companies now controlling half of all American stations. The consequences? Massive layoffs, homogenized playlists sharing up to 97% of the same songs, and plummeting musical diversity. Movies followed suit. All top 10 highest-grossing films in 2017 and 2018 were sequels or adaptations. Since multinational conglomerates began purchasing Hollywood studios in the 1980s, remakes, sequels, and adaptations have grown to 61% of Hollywood output in the past 15 years. This homogenization extends to our physical landscape. American entrepreneurship rates have dropped to half their 1970s levels, not from lack of desire, two-thirds of Americans dream of starting businesses, but from the difficulty of competing with established giants. As G.K. Chesterton observed, too much capitalism does not mean too many capitalists, but too few. America's recycling system collapsed in 2018 when China refused our contaminated materials, a crisis stemming from single-stream recycling replacing the more effective multi-stream approach. While single-stream seemed convenient and reduced collection costs, it produced more contaminated materials. When China raised standards, American cities resorted to burning recyclables, exemplifying how short-term thinking creates long-term problems. In 1970, Milton Friedman's essay, Declaring the Social Responsibility of Business is Profit, gave rise to what Strickler calls the maximizing class, professionals specialized in extracting wealth while minimizing costs. As companies implemented tax avoidance schemes and reduced service quality, wages stagnated for most Americans while productivity climbed. Despite success at Kickstarter, Strickler struggled with self-doubt, comparing himself to the cutthroat CEO ideal portrayed in business media. This militaristic, aggressive tone pervades modern business culture. Headlines about wars for tech dominance and CEOs out for blood, reflecting the combative mindset that financial maximization encourages. UCLA surveys reveal shifting values among college freshmen. In 1967, develop a meaningful philosophy of life topped priorities at 85%, while be very well off financially ranked 7th at 41%. By 2016, these priorities had reversed. 82% considered being rich essential, while developing a meaningful philosophy dropped to 46%. What if our concept of self-interest is too narrow? In Maslow's hierarchy, financial security is a foundational safety need, basic but low on the pyramid. Kahneman's research confirms this, showing happiness increases with income only up to about $75,000 annually, with diminishing returns beyond. Financial maximization assumes growing money makes everything else follow, yet research contradicts this. Daniel Pink shows monetary incentives often decrease enjoyment and intrinsic interest. Instead, three higher drives truly motivate us: autonomy, control over what we do; mastery, improving skills; and purpose, meaning behind our actions. Strickler introduces bentoism, named after Japanese bento boxes, to expand self-interest across two axes: time, now to future, and self-interest, me to us. This creates four spaces: now me, now us, future me, and future us, each representing a valid perspective in our decisions. Applied to the prisoner's dilemma, bentoism reveals why some choose loyalty over betrayal. Each perspective offers a different answer. Now me wants to avoid jail. Now us considers our partner and favors solidarity. Future me weighs our values and potential regrets, and future us envisions the world we want to create. When Adele announced her first tour in 4 years, she partnered with Songkick to distribute 40% of tickets directly to loyal fans at fair prices, reducing scalping by 90% and saving fans an estimated $6.5 million. This approach maximized fairness while maintaining profitability. Patagonia demonstrates future us thinking through its public benefit corporation charter. After developing a sustainable biorubber for wetsuits, they shared the material with competitors to benefit the environment. Similarly, Tesla released all its patents in 2015, recognizing their true competition wasn't other electric car makers, but the enormous flood of gasoline cars threatening climate stability. The Financial Independence Retire Early movement represents another values-based approach. These primarily millennial followers create radical budgets prioritizing happiness over luxury, saving aggressively toward early retirement, showing how money can be respected without being the sole value that matters. Meaningful societal change typically takes 30 years. Joseph Lister's antiseptic method, the NBA's three-point shot, and Milton Friedman's financial maximization philosophy all required 3 decades to become standard practice. Carl Mannheim attributed this to population turnover. In 30 years, a third of today's population will be gone, while half the future population will be new, creating space for values evolution. By 2050, a bentoist approach valuing more than financial metrics could become mainstream. A new values-maximizing class might emerge, professionals dedicated to identifying, measuring, and growing non-financial values. Their work could reveal 3 growth paths: creating new value in new things, finding new value in existing things, and expanding existing value in existing things. We face a choice between continuing financial maximization or embracing a fuller spectrum of human values. This isn't about rejecting money, but restoring balance to our one-dimensional system. By recognizing how expansive our universe of value truly is, we can build a future where prosperity includes dignity, sustainability, and human flourishing.